Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
Lawyers, we don't need no stinking lawyers, do we? So this is a great story. So my longtime member client comes in to see me. I've been his lawyer for about 12 or 13 years. Lives in a small town near Edmonton, buys property out in that area, knows the area, does well. Comes in to see me. It's time to sign his paperwork. I get the usual letter from the realtor that says, Joe Member is selling his property. We open a file. We do our stuff. It's time for him to come in and sign. We're in the boardroom. We talk about the wife and the kids and how it's going. And great stories. I have such fun with them. So finally, we sign the paperwork. Now it's time to talk about what to do with the money. Whenever you sell the property, you have to sit with your lawyer and tell him what to do with your money. So I said, okay, you didn't use a realtor here, I see. So we don't have any real estate commission to pay. So it looks like we just have to pay out the mortgage and then we'll... And he went, mortgage? What mortgage? I don't have no stinking mortgage. I paid cash. I said, oh, really? Pull out the copy of title and I show him the mortgage to ATB. And he just went white. How can that happen? I paid cash. What's going on? And there was something else on the title too, an unpaid seller's caveat. Sellers often file those because title goes into the buyer's name before they get paid. So they put this unpaid seller's caveat on. And as soon as they get paid, then it comes off. Supposed to come off. So I said, what about this other one? He goes, I don't know. So now I'm worried. You heard me say I was his lawyer for a long time, right? What am I thinking? I screwed up. I helped him buy this place, and my job as a lawyer is to make sure that the seller's old mortgage disappears and anything else that my buyer shouldn't be taking over, all of that disappears. That's part of what you pay your lawyer to do. So I'm afraid to ask the question because that's one of the rules of being a lawyer is never ask a question you don't already know the answer to. And I don't know the answer. So I went, was I your lawyer? He went, no, Barry, I did it. I was my own lawyer. I acted for myself. And I went, phew. I was a little worried about that. I did lots of deals for him. Anyway, the good part of this is the person he bought it from actually went into the bank and paid off the ATB mortgage. What they didn't do was take the discharge that ATB gave them and register it and get rid of the old mortgage. They didn't do that. And they didn't know to get rid of the unpaid seller's caveat, so they didn't do that either. Anyway, they went into ATB. ATB said, oh yeah, this is all paid off, no trouble. And so that got rid of, and they went and found the seller who said, sure, we'll sign that discharge of the unpaid seller's caveat. So the two things disappeared, and the property went through, and he got all his money. So that's all fine. But, you know, what do we learn out of that? So it's okay to be your own lawyer if you know what you're doing. You know, you can try and do that. But if you're your own lawyer, and now you're going, and you bought a property, and you paid cash, and now you're going to sell, for God's sake, get a copy of that title before you're into selling in the deal, and look at it, and make sure that the title is the way it's supposed to be. Make sure everything that's supposed to be gone is gone, because if it isn't, you know, having it a chance to get rid of it 2 weeks before is really good and makes your deal go nicely. You know, you're looking to make sure that only those expected registrations are on the title, but of course the best piece of advice I can give you, and it's not self-interested at all, I hope you understand this, I'm only looking after your own welfare here, folks, is really don't be your own lawyer.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.